20th of October, Srinagar, on the lakeside, with Sarah and Jonathan.
I'd like to revisit the Kundalini Sutta, which I discussed with you once before, because afterwards I looked at the commentary and there seemed to be still a little bit of confusion. So I'd like to just go through a few things. And this relates to my questions on Adisila and Satipatthana as well, and Indriya Samvara Sila. So quoting from the sutta, the Buddha advises him to cultivate and frequently practice restraint of the five senses. This will establish the threefold good conduct in deed, word and thought. So we know that only through Satipatthana will Sila be established. But before, I understood you to suggest that the first part advises him to cultivate and frequently practice restraint of the five senses may refer to sati, not just satipatthana.
Because there are many levels of developing panya, see, starting from that point. Because anyone without good conduct, are they interested in developing satipatthana?
Possibly.
Killing, stealing. Being very bad person, must see the advantages or the value of sila at all.
But earlier we discussed how a kusala may be very bad, but sati can be aware of it.
Conditions. Yeah.
So, for example, someone like Angulimala may be a very bad person, but depending on conditions, may still be able to hear about sati.
I think that usually his nature was not like that. But by the wrong teacher, he just did that because of his words, not his own nature.
So when it says advises him to cultivate and frequently practice restraint of the five senses, here you think it's particularly not referring to satipatthana, just to any kusala with sati?
Sometimes Buddha just taught from the very, very beginning, even thinking of I will not do that can be conditioned to be sammapatthana, see? So when we talk about satipatthana and the four sammapatthana, we think about satipatthana, but how come those factors without any developing at all?
Without any reflection beforehand?
In that life, see, we cannot know about previous lives.
And this will establish the threefold good conduct in deed, word and thought. But haven't we said that sila is only established by the sotapanna?
It depends on what level we are talking about. For those who do not know anything about the development of satipatthana at all, but they have accumulation for good conduct and sila. See?
Can we still say it's established?
In that life? Yeah, as better than the others sometimes.
So here it's talking about the development of sati and panya before any degree of satipatthana.
All wholesome realities can condition and becomes very complexity that nobody who knows what's the beginning and what's the end.
Okay, when the threefold good conduct is cultivated and frequently practiced, the four foundations of mindfulness will be established. Here, the four foundations of mindfulness will be established. Does that mean just develop satipatthana or really established?
For those who know and for those who have accumulated understanding.
Established, you mean to the degree of vipassana jnana meant here?
No mentioning at all.
No mentioning, yeah. Not clear. Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to think much about whether it has reached that stage or not, just develop. We cannot say anything just particularly,
right.
just that, not just that.
Here it says in a note, purification of sila and right view are the basis for the development of the four foundations of mindfulness. Because people read this and they say, this shows that there has to be sila before development of satipatthana. So when it says purification of sila and right view are the basis for the development of satipatthana, what does it mean about purification of sila?
From time to time. Otherwise, how can there be such moment without any agusla at all. Impossible. Purified from time to time.
And can one say, for example, like now we're not killing or hurting or there's restraint from bad speech, but can one say that that is any basis for development of satipatthana?
When there is understanding.
So now if there's restraint from bad speech and there's understanding of the value.
Otherwise, when will be restrained? The situation is not for being restrained at all.
So we can say sila is a basis for satipatthana when there is that restraint with understanding.
Or do we have to say with understanding? Because sometimes panya arises and sometimes panya does not arise.
But if it is, for example, restraint from bad speech, mm-hmm. and it's taken for my restraint, how can it be a basis for satipatthana if there's no understanding?
Because it's not akusala or parami.
All parami are a support, even if taken for my...
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Each moment of kusala.
Because it's not a kusala. So back to restraint of the sense faculties, when developed and cultivates, fulfills the three kinds of good conduct. So any kind of restraint, with or without understanding, any moments of kusala leads to...
When there is right understanding, or the accumulation of right understanding.
So
it's like that. Okay. It helps and then it becomes fulfilled. Okay.
What helps the
sila?
Sila.
Yeah.
Sila includes mindfulness of objects appearing through the six doors. There's a change from wrong conduct to right conduct by contemplating the objects with mindfulness, understanding realities. So... perhaps we can just say all kinds of kusala are a support, something like this.
Right understanding, what about the conduct?
It will be more right.
Mm-hmm.
And virati, restraint. We read there's no virati when there is vipassana or jhana, I think. And we also had this question last time about when it's fivefold or sixfold path, how there can be virati. So can one say there is any virati at moments of satipatthana at all?
What does it mean?
Abstention from akusala.
Is that not for that moment too?
It is, but usually we consider virati as being abstention from killing or wrong speech. But when there's at the moments of satipatthana, when there is awareness of reality at that particular moment, there's no abstention from wrong speech or killing or hurting because there's no
the
thought.
Sila is adisila. No need to have virati in order to be satipatthana.
Because it's adisila, so no need to be.
To have virati with satipatthana.
So not just at moments of vipassana or insight, but at any moment of satipatthana, no need to be virati because...
Or whenever there is restraining from ill deeds with understanding of reality, that can be...
Kind of virati.
Yeah.
So is it like two meanings of virati or two kinds of virati?
Because you see that virati has being usually as its object. But what about virati has nibbana as its object as well? Nibbana is not being.
Right.
So there should be the understanding of whenever there is virati arising and awareness is aware and understand it, virati then is the factor of the Eightfold Path.
And then it has reality as object.
Yeah. Or with the moment of
satipatthana. What I'm saying is moments of satipatthana because paramatta dhamma is the object, so at that moment the virati must have.
And what about virati experiences nibbana? Nibbana is not being.
No, it's reality, mm-hmm. So must be like that.
Sorry, what you're saying is just as at path moment, lokutra, citta.
Because when lokutra, citta experiences nibbana, all three viratis arise in order to abstain completely, absolutely,
right.
Performing that function of absolute restraint.
Yeah.
But before that, we have to come back to a moment before enlightenment. So whenever there is restraint from ill deeds, speech, and satipatthana is aware at that moment, who can tell the succession of that door and this door, with or without viratti? Because we used to think of viratti as when it has being, because in general it is like that. But we should think the moment of lokuttara citta experiences nibbana as well. Otherwise there must be contradiction.
Yes.
Why nibbana is not being?
Yes.
And still viratti arises.
Right, and still it's called right livelihood, right speech.
But at Lokuttara path moment, the viratti, cetasika actually arises.
Three of them. All together.
Right.
Not just one by one.
At a mundane path moment.
Just one at a time.
Or maybe none.
Right.
But do the texts still refer to that mundane path moment as one of sila?
Because you see that there are eightfold path, right?
Mm.
And without viratti, there are five. But how come viratti, or when will viratti be the one path of the Eightfold Path?
Hmm.
How can we put it in there?
Right in there, as it's developed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And moments of mundane satipatthana that are in fact abstention would be relatively few, because most moments of satipatthana would be a visible object, sound, attachment, the sort of all the galesas and that sort of thing.
Or thinking. Yeah.
So somehow the path factor of viratti is being developed in there.
Whenever viratti arises and satipatthana is aware of it, can we separate processes of viratti and without viratti, or they go together in rounds? Otherwise, when will viratti be the factor, the path?
It would seem, though, at moments of satipatthana with viratti, that there would have to be in amongst processes of, say, for example, when there is the opportunity to abstain from harsh speech or some other akusala, so that there has to be some aspect of right speech or right livelihood involved.
Because you see that most people expect to know everything in Tipitaka, here and there, never this because of this, never that because of that. But actually, who really knows? As much as we can know is the nama and rupa. According to one's accumulation, Sariputta knew better than all, see, as the Savaka. So why do we think too much about this or that? As much as we can understand.
Well, I think that one reason is that we just hear or read something and we just take it for granted, but maybe later we consider or reflect and realize it must have a deeper meaning or not quite like...
One has to know by one's own experience. For example, right now, can one know about the Hiri and Otapa? See? Do we have to try to know? Do we have to think whether it arises with this moment or not arise at all? Or do we think further about what is condition for Hiri and Otapa when it's satipatthana, when it's not satipatthana? It's only thinking about realities. But the best thing is to understand is what we can understand. We cannot tell everything because we are not the expert like those expert arahatas. Even so, in commentaries, it says that some teachers say this and some teachers say that. And who we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think with Hiri and Otapa, we just know when it's kusala, there must be
just
Hiri
read,
and Otapa.
Just read, like reading about viratti.
Well, sometimes we may know when there's akusala, for when we speak harshly, one can see at that time no Hiri or
at the moment when it arises.
One can see at that time no.
Yeah, just then.
Even when one's getting angry, one can see no Hiri and Otapa.
But one cannot know better or more than that. Just that, enough. So it's about keeping on speculating or thinking whether this or that. Well, who knows? Yeah.
But the other reason we have an interest in fine details is because people will quote suttas to us as supporting.
Thinking or quoting, because the person who does not understand the teachings, they cannot understand Tipitaka and commentary as the way it is.
So even if we have the right answer, they're not going to understand it and appreciate it.
They keep on confusing, being confused.
Yeah.
Why not this, why that?
Right.
Okay.
Right. It doesn't change their views.
Here was a note that when there is samaditti and samasati and the other power factors, there are the three trainings of adisila, adicitta, and adipanya. And the commentary adds, this is in the Patisambhita Magga, even though there is no virati chetasika during jhana and vipassana, there is samvara guarding. So I was just interested that it said that there is no virati chetasika.
No object to abstain.
But as we know, there is virati with lokuttara cittas when nibbana is object, and there can be virati at moments of satipatthana. So I was just curious why it said there's no virati at moments of vipassana.
When there is no object to abstain.
Right. Okay.
Like now.
Right.
Just thinking about the significance of your remark that when virati arises, it usually has a person as object, that is to say a concept. So in order for there to be awareness at that moment of virati, well, the awareness could arise at other moments, having the virati as its object, I suppose.
Otherwise, when and how can virati be the path?
Yeah. But in the case of a person whose sila is comparatively well established, there may be very
few. Understanding.
Well, yes, but for that person who is developing understanding, if he has moments of satipatthana, the objects are unlikely to be virati itself.
It depends on the moment.
Yes.
Yeah, right, thinking. Yeah.
And the sotapanna has no virati.
Only arahata doesn't have.
Yeah.
So in the case of a sotapanna, an instance of virati would just be abstaining from certain kind of speech, for example, that
which will not lead to be born in woeful planes.
Right.
But that kind of wrong speech that could lead to rebirth in woeful planes won't arise anyway for the sotapanna, because there's no more rebirth in woeful planes, so there wouldn't be any abstaining from
it. Still, akusala to be eradicated.
She means restraining from wrong speech, other than
other
speech.
Other than that.
Wrong misconduct?
Yes.
And in the Patisambhita Magga, under the section of Anapana Satibhavana, it refers to the three higher trainings as being developed, and then it gives a whole list of by averting avajanto sikkhati, by knowing jananto sikkhati, by seeing pasanto sikkhati, by reviewing pachavikanto sikkhati, etc., etc., by understanding with understanding panaya pajananto. Are these referring to moments of enlightenment?
Does it mean all these?
By knowing by seeing realities as they are, so it refers to the development of vipassana. A friend wondered why for all the first ones, the knowing, the seeing, the steadying, cognizance, etc., it uses sikkhati or trains, and then by understanding with understanding it refers to pajananto, whether there's any significance in the use of sikkhati and pajananto.
Pajanan means words, or what?
Means understanding, pajananto.
Understanding what?
It doesn't say.
What is the translation of pajanana?
It says here, by understanding with understanding. And the Pali is panyaya pajananto sikkhati. Also.
By understanding